everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Forum, first of their series of virtual conferences, virtual forums, if you will, for 2020. And in this clip, we have Stanford University's Professor of Finance, Amit Saru, talking about the opportunities in the payments area for credit unions in a post-COVID world. So check it out.
When I think about opportunities for credit unions and banks, and this is something that we'll see in our panel as well, you want to understand what the pain points of fintech and big tech firms are as well. And here I just want to sort of mention in the next slide very briefly that if you think about the pain points that are happening for fintech firms, in some of the work that I did with Bank for International Settlements, we like to call it DNA, the pain points. D is for data, so there's a lot of privacy-related concerns within these firms that banks and credit unions understand better. There is N, which is network. The fact that they have become so big could lead to anti-competitive regulatory authorities coming after them, which is already happening. And A is activity, the fact that they are not regulated but do the same activity like a bank means that they should be regulated similarly. And in fact, there is a compass that Bank for International Settlements has come up with, north, south, east, west, trying to figure out where different countries are on pushing fintech and big tech firms on D, N, and A. And I will add to it, so you'll see that compass in this slide as well. And I'll add to it one more thing, which is related to capital, the fact that some of these fintech firms don't have now capital in the post-COVID era, which is the last slide. So now I just want to conclude setting the stage for our discussion. If it comes to thinking about opportunities, I think I want to sort of emphasize that banking going forward is not just about a presence in local community, which is something that credit unions have relied on, which is a great thing, but it's also about now delivering exceptional service at every touch point, which is increasingly digital. You want to think about balancing long-term gains with short-term wins, especially given the heterogeneity with which different households and firms are getting affected. So you want to empower your customers to be financially strong over the entire life cycle, not just about the short run. How do you do that? One is you'd want to think about competency building, something that I call Amazonifying your business. So what does Amazonifying your business mean? It means using data streams to get more insights and provide the best digital experience, which leverages on the strength of credit unions, which is you understand relationship, you understand trust. How do you do that? Well, you need a coherent data and technology strategy and talent management. And is that it? I think an important component to doing this is going to be collaboration. Why collaborate with new startups and big techs? Well, because you have a lot to offer. Like what? Think about DNA, the pain points for these guys. You understand the regulatory landscape better than anyone. You understand the cycles of booms and busts better than these guys. And you understand data privacy. And you have a platform to experiment. So you have a lot to offer to them. And they have a somewhat an advantage on the technology side to offer you as well. And that's something that I would encourage everybody to sort of think carefully about. And I'm looking forward to having some of these issues discussed in the panel. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amit. Before I let you go, actually, Carl, who is watching, has a question for you. And he wants to know, do you recommend replacing the credit and debit card inventory with contactless cards?
So, this is an interesting question. I think if this was outside the U.S., I would say yes. But in the U.S., the backbone of payment system and the changes that have happened very slowly. So, you know, when you think about Square, Stripe, or Apple Pay, they still rest on systems which are backed in the infrastructure on the bank payment system. So eventually, I would say yes, but perhaps not in the immediate short run. That would be my answer. If it was outside the U.S., I would have said yes immediately.
Well, you have given us a lot to think about in a very brief amount of time. So thank you for that. We are
Thank you very much for that information, Amit. And stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Forum on CU Broadcast.